Our good friend Chris Thedford is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave.
Chris and I were just talking when I went out to get him that his instinct is to hug everyone because everyone needs a hug and because you're not supposed to do it. And I said, I could not agree more.
And it's the weirdest and the most uncomfortable feeling, right?
Yeah.
That's what we desperately want to do right now, but we know that we shouldn't do that. And, mm-hmm. and when I got here today, that was exactly how I felt.
Yeah. Even just shaking hands, it's just right. So odd. It's so automatic. Whether it's a friend or a stranger, hey, I'm Dave Glover. How are you?
Right.
And I've yet to have anyone put their hand out to me.
Exactly.
You know, we're all kind of getting it.
But that part of our humanity, it feels like it's being robbed of us, right?
Yes.
And so that soul part of us and our natural instinct to do the right thing in some ways is being paused. And that's probably the biggest thing that we need to talk about today, which is that we need to remember to focus as we all walk through this, that we're all kind of flying blind in a way, but we need to remember and cling to the fact that when this is over and when this plane lands, and it will land, that all of us are going to remember how people treated us. We might not remember details. You might not remember that you couldn't buy certain things or that certain places were closed or that you didn't get to have dinner with certain people, but 100% guaranteed, we are all going to remember how the people around us treated us.
I could not agree more. We, all of us, you know, some people react to different things and, oh my gosh, did you hear this? And something I don't care about. And then something I care about, someone else doesn't care about. We all care about this.
We will.
Kids, grown-ups, sure. Elderly, like you said, if we're blessed enough to live another 40, 50 years, we'll remember this time and just how strange it was. I saw someone in a grocery store today and we had one of those little like, oh, you, me, you first. And I gave him a big smile and he just scowled. And it just made an impression. And I immediately thought, well, I don't know what's going on in his life. Right. He could be terrified. He could have just lost his job. And it sounds so cliche, but I agree. Just like, turn that friendly meter up as high as you can.
Sure. So think about when you're in the line at the grocery store, think about the person that is checking you out. You know, two times now I've been to the grocery store and both times I purposefully engaged the person ringing up my groceries in conversation and let them know that I was glad they were there and that I appreciated that they were there. And the response that I got back was that was entirely different than the way that so many people were talking to them.
Yeah.
And they will share with you that some people are treating them in a very non-compassionate, in a very unethical way, as if the person working at the grocery store is in control of the
right.
fact that there's no bread.
Right.
They're not. They're not. They're there and they're having to be around people where you might not have to be around people. So let them know that you appreciate it. Let people know at the pharmacy that you appreciate it. Let people know wherever you are that are still working and plowing on through all of this, that you appreciate that. And consumers and businesses alike are going to have to appreciate that of each other. So moving forward, there's going to be a new reality, right? And
yep.
So what we talk about at BBB all the time is that we expect businesses and consumers to treat each other with respect and integrity. And as we move through this, that's what we're going to expect. So there are going to be a lot of consumers that are going to be demanding things from businesses, and businesses are going to need to understand that, and they're going to need to step up and do what they can do to take care of those people. While at the same time, consumers need to be realistic about what businesses are capable of doing today and what they are not capable of doing today. And if we meet each other that way, if we meet each other halfway that way, everything can turn out okay. We can't be too demanding of each other. We need to be kind to each other, and we need to treat each other the way that we wish to be treated yeah. in an ethical way. And if we do that, this will turn out much better than it could otherwise.
Yeah. the Hoffman brothers come to mind. Joe Hoffman was on yesterday, and I know you're very well acquainted with the Hoffman brothers. And he said, listen, we come into your home. And we need to protect ourselves and we need to protect our workers. We need to protect the next families whose home we go to. So we're going to ask you some questions of, you know, have you been traveling? Have this anyone have symptoms? And please don't take it as being rude. It's, you know, just cards up on the table. You
Nobody
know?
Should take it as rude. They should actually take that as being like a very responsible, ethical approach to take, right? Because you should expect for them to want to protect you. You should want to protect them. And they're doing the right thing while trying to take care of everybody.
Yep, 100%. Anything else we need to know about BBB today?
Any information you want to know about scams that are going on? And there are a lot of scams going on about the virus. Just go to BBB.org. Don't let people take advantage of you during this period, but most of all, remember to be kind and treat people the way you want to be treated.
Thank you, Chris. Come back every day.
Thanks.